Crown has been put on notice that it's one strike away from being stripped of its casino licence in Melbourne. Today, the Victorian Royal Commission handed down its final report into the casino operator, and the state government accepted all 33 recommendations.
We are creating the most stringent oversight of any casino in the country. No longer will Crown's destiny be theirs to manage. Instead, it will be under the auspices, under the watchful eye of the special manager. What we're doing is taking the recommendation and saying at the end of those 2 years, the government will automatically assume that Crown's licence has been cancelled unless they demonstrate otherwise.
That was the Victorian Gaming Regulation Minister, Melissa Horne, speaking earlier today. Today's report follows the Bergen Inquiry in New South Wales, which found Crown was not suitable to hold a casino licence in Sydney in February this year. Joining me now is the former chair of the Victorian Commission for Gambling Regulation, Ian Dunn. Welcome back to RN Drive.
Good evening, Patricia.
The language in the final report is nothing short of scathing. The Commission remarked that it quickly found Crown had engaged in conduct that was illegal, disgraceful, dishonest, unethical, exploitative. I mean, the language is incredible. Are you surprised Crown technically still actually holds this licence?
Well, I thought those findings would be made. So I'm not surprised about the language used in the findings. And then the question is, what happens, having made those findings, what then do you recommend?
Mm.
And so I can understand those who say, well, look, in the light of those findings, why on earth does this organisation keep the licence at all? But I think that the additional steps which have been recommended provide the answer.
After what's been termed a catalogue of alarming wrongdoing that's been found, there are many people wondering why Crown should be given another chance, and yet they get another chance. Why should they be given another chance?
Well, first of all, it's not the same Crown as it was when all this started. I mean, this started before Patricia Bergen, who was looking at matters going back to 2016. Now, since then, I think it's all but two members of the board are gone, chair's gone, senior management are gone. It's a different organisation, and that's something which Ray Finkelstein did comment on. And incidentally, we are so fortunate to have had Ray Finkelstein doing this inquiry.
There are several recommendations I want to discuss with you. Let's start with number 10, pre-commitment and time limits.
Well, this is brilliant.
Yeah, well, it's a voluntary system already in place in Victoria, but the Royal Commission now recommends it become mandatory at the casino. So why is this brilliant? Why is this a good move?
During the years I was the chair of the gambling regulator, 2004 to 2009, we got very close to the introduction of pre-commitment in Victoria. There was a lot of work done studying a Norwegian model, and then there was a change of government and the thing dropped off the agenda. Here is the best answer that can be given for people who think they may become problem gamblers. A very small proportion of people are in fact problem gamblers, but a much higher proportion of people are those who think they may become problem gamblers and who are worried about it. For these people, a pre-commitment scheme is terrific. You go to a venue, you nominate the sum you can lose, and you can't gamble again for 36 hours when you reach that sum.
The restrictions to be placed on players are that there's no more than three continuous hours of play before a 15-minute break, no more than 12 hours in a 24-hour period before a 24-hour break. What do you make of those benchmarks?
Well, again, I like them because of the potential that if this is seen to work at Crown, these provisions could find their way across the poker machine industry in Victoria. I mean, pre-commitment may in 5 years be a fact of life in poker machine venues throughout the state. And this is a huge deal. This is a real deal breaker. This doesn't exist anywhere else in the country. And I'm thrilled that A, he recommended it, and B, that the government has adopted it.
Does this move pave the way for a broader rollout outside of Victoria?
Well, yes, I'm sure it does, because for those who have been agitated about problem gambling for years, this has always been seen as one of the solutions. It's not a whole solution. It won't stop the problem gambler who will go from one venue to another or something like that. But most people won't do that. So I think for a lot of people it would be a great help.
Another key recommendation is the appointment of a special manager who will report back in 2 years as to whether Crown can continue to hold a licence. Is this role effectively a corporate sort of babysitter to ensure Crown does the right thing?
Well, I've never seen it before, but it's brilliant because of the appointment that's been made. Stephen O'Brien was, the first chair of IBAC. And when IBAC was introduced in Victoria, there were very serious reservations as to whether it would be a toothless tiger. We rapidly found under Stephen O'Brien that it wasn't a toothless tiger. He did a brilliant job in the areas of education and transport, exposing some absolute rorts in both of those areas. Quite frankly, if I held the casino licence and I thought I might be able to get away with a little bit here, a little bit there, the last person I would want as the special manager is Stephen O'Brien.
The state's first anti-corruption commissioner, Stephen O'Brien, as you say, has been appointed. And also, I know he has the power to sit in Crown board meetings, to veto, provide a veto, power of veto. Is that pretty significant?
Yes, very, very significant. I mean, they'll have to work very closely. He'll have to appoint some number of staff, no doubt. I think the recommendation suggested that probably the special manager would be a corporate entity. I mean, probably think he was a firm of some kind. But I think they've got it absolutely right. This man is fearless and he will do a terrific job.
Since the Bergen inquiry, Crown has seen a large amount of change at the top. Are you satisfied with the changes they've made?
I am. I was puzzled after Bergen that the then chair was apparently regarded by the New South Wales Commission as an appropriate person to put together a new board. Then the evidence given before Ray Finkelstein was so damning about further shenanigans by Crown, some matters of which seem to have been within the knowledge of the chair, that she subsequently has stood down as well. Now, Mr. Switkowski has been appointed to chair Crown, a person, I think, of very high repute. He will be very mindful of his decent reputation and he will want to make certain that things work appropriately. So I think the overall changes at Crown are very significant. And again, that gives me some reason for thinking that this thing could work all right. Look, I have heard some commentary this afternoon about, you know, why don't we just take the licence away from them and so on, close it down. There's going to be a casino on the south bank of the Yarra River in Melbourne. That argument was lost back in the 1990s. And so what we've got now is to make certain that we've got something under the tightest, well, I heard Minister Horne say the tightest controls anywhere, and I think that she's correct.
Are you convinced Crown is on the right path to ensure this illegal behaviour is never repeated?
Well, I don't know. Look, I've had nothing to do with Crown since I left my role, and I don't know the people concerned other than the chair. I know the chair. Other than that, I can't comment on that. I mean, there may be still some rogues there for all I know, but I'm certain that everyone will be mindful of the fact that this is the last chance. And there'll be an awful lot of people who might be out of a job if this thing can't be pulled off. And incidentally, the other thing is to say is that the role of the regulator is to be greatly enhanced. I hope that will mean a good deal more revenue for the regulator.
Ian, thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
Ian Dunn, the former chair of the Victorian Commission for Gambling Regulations. And this is Radio National Drive.